News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Yeah, lots of news around today that we've been focusing on. We've been talking about what's happening in the Middle East. We have been talking about what's happening when it comes to trade deals. But it's also World Conservation Day, a day that acknowledges the foundation for a healthy society being a healthy environment. Environmental journalist and campaigner George Monbiot is on the line. Morning, George.
Good morning.
There is so much that is preoccupying the world right now. We seem to have forgotten the biggest challenge that's facing us all.
This is a huge problem. We are constantly being distracted by other horrors, but we are facing the potential collapse of Earth systems. And by comparison to that, everything else looks like a yoga retreat. I mean, this is existential to an astonishing degree. We cannot survive without the survival of our Earth systems. They're complex systems. They have tipping points. If we push them too hard, they can tip into a new equilibrium state, which is hostile to humanity. And yet we're doing almost nothing to prevent that tipping from happening.
When it comes to protecting wildlife, where are we failing most?
Everywhere. I mean, everywhere. It's if you look at the habitats, be they the coral reefs, the rainforests, our own woodlands, our own bogs, for example, the seas, we're just trashing them all over the world. And of course, when you trash the habitats, the species go. And on top of the destruction of habitat, you've got the direct effects of the fishing industry, for example, which is by far and away the greatest cause of the destruction of marine life. You've got the pesticides being slathered over our crops with devastating effects on insects and thus on the entire food chain. You've got a society which seems to be committed to its own destruction. You can't take down the natural world without taking down human society.
Well, we talk a lot about defending our farming and our fishers when the reality is by doing a lot of that, we are contributing towards the demise of our planet.
Yeah.
Why do we put more value on economic certainty than we do on what future generations might have to face?
Well, I think there's a term for it, which is short-termism. We just don't see the bigger picture. We don't see the longer term. We just focus on the immediate political priorities. Oh, the fishermen are getting angry. We better give them more subsidies. We better allow them to take more fish, even though the scientists are telling us that will lead to the collapse of the fish population. The farmers are getting angry. We better suspend a ban on a particularly toxic pesticide. Politicians will just take the path of least resistance. And the role of citizens is to say, we've got to protect civilization as well as the rest of the functioning planet.
What do you think the tipping point will be? Because this year alone, we have seen the hottest temperatures in continental Europe early in the summer. People went to Portugal, normally very benign climate. It was 38, 40 degrees for days on end. At what point does the world go, actually, you know what, this is happening and we need to do something about it, by which time is probably too late?
Well, it's a very good question. And some people held out the hope that as the climate crisis begins to bite, reality would hit us and we would change accordingly. But actually, in some ways, that seems to just encourage even more denial. Because when people see those huge impacts, instead of saying, right, we've got to step up, they run away in terror, say, it's not happening, it can't be happening, it can't be this severe, must be something else, must be some other reason. And we've seen just this perpetual rabbit in the headlights response. You know, we're not going to deal with this. It's too big. It's too scary. Let's focus on something else instead. Let's focus on maybe a schoolgirl once identified as a cat. So let's all go berserk about that instead. And these culture war distractions seem to overwhelm us and prevent us from facing this mother of all existential threats.
Someone has to benefit from that, George. Who is benefiting from that diversionary tactic?
Well, clearly the fossil fuel industry, and they've been funding a lot of those tactics. They fund a whole a tranche of professional liars who unfortunately are on the media all too often, putting forward their fossil fuel funded views. But also the beef industry, the aviation industry, transport industry, plastics industry, manufacturing, the agriculture industry, they're all at it. They're all using these dark lobbying tactics to try to prevent themselves from being regulated, to try to prevent a more rational use of the world's resources and a more rational engagement with the world's environmental systems.
Okay, George Monbiot, environmental journalist and campaigner. On that rather grim note, we will end our conversation. Thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.